Bus connects transforming city bus services rings into city centre core bus corridor emerging preferred route public consultation February 2019 contents page 1 bullet 1. Introduction section 1 bullet 1.1 background bullet 1.2 why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network bullet 1.3 what is Bus Connects Dublin bullet 1.4 what are the benefits of this project bullet 1.5 what does the core bus corridor project entail bullet 2 Emerging Preferred Route Section 2 Bullet 2.1 The Emerging Preferred Route for Rings into City Centre Bullet 2.2 Rings into City Centre Bullet 2.3 Key Facts Bullet 3 Challenges and Mitigations Section 3 Bullet 3.1 The Challenges Bullet 3.2 Potential Impacts Bullet 3.3 How we will address those challenges Bullet 4 The process for the acquisition of land Section 4 Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress Bullet 5 How to take part in the public consultation Section 5 Bullet 5.1 Potential impacted lands Bullet 5.2 General queries Bullet 5.3 How to engage Bullet 6 Appendices Section 6 Bullet 6.1 Index map Bullet 6.2 Route maps Introduction Section 1 Page 2 1.1 Background In June 2018 the National Transport Authority INTA published the Core Bus Corridors Project Report. The report was a discussion document outlining proposals for the delivery of a core bus corridor network across Dublin. It set out the vision for the provision of 230 km of dedicated bus lanes and 200 km of cycle lanes tracks on 16 key bus corridors. Graphic of continuous bus lanes and cycle tracks. 230 km of continuous bus priority and 200 km of cycle tracks lanes provided. Separately in July 2018 the Dublin Area Bus Network redesign, which is a redesign of bus services, started its first public consultation phase. Around 30,000 submissions including signed petitions and online survey responses were received by the end of September. Over the coming months all of these submissions will be reviewed and assessed. Following that process a revised network design will be published during 2019 for a second public consultation. It is envisaged that the implementation of the final network will take place in 2020. The network redesign can be implemented on the existing road network with some enhancements at key interchange locations. The public consultation for the 16 radial core bus corridors will now take place on a phased basis from November 2018 until May 2019. Each phase will be for a set number of corridors to be consulted on over a period of months. These public consultations phases will be the start of a detailed process of engagement and communication, all of which will take place prior to detailed designs being finalized and planning permissions sought. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the emerging preferred route from start to finish with supporting route maps. It explains the step-by-step process for engagement and consultation for potentially impacted property owners and the general public. It also outlines the process for planning and construction of the core bus corridor network, including expected timelines. 1.2 Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 3 Congestion. Congestion is one of the most significant challenges facing the Dublin region and needs to be addressed to safeguard the growth of the Dublin region and keep people moving. Ireland's economic recovery from the recession is seeing significant increases in the number of people working and travelling across Dublin. The number of commercial vehicles continues to rise, as does the number of tourists. The commuter areas surrounding Dublin continue to spread and grow in a low-density manner. Growth areas can only be served in the short and medium term by the bus as opposed to long-term projects such as rail and lures. At present bus lanes are in place for less than one-third of a bus journey on the busy corridors. This means buses are competing for space with general traffic and so are affected by the increasing levels of congestion. Growing population. It is predicted that the population for the Dublin region will grow 25% by 2040, bringing it to almost 1.5 meters for the region. This huge growth in population has to be accommodated with a quality public transport system. The bus system can deliver. We need to invest in the bus system because the bus system is the main component to meet our future transport needs. A good bus system has the reach and flexibility to service all the new housing developments, business parks, hospitals, colleges and retail shops across Dublin. It is a proven solution and is the main form of public transport across Dublin, with 67% of public transport journeys each day made by bus. The bus system carries 3 and 4 times the number of people who travel on Luas or Dart and commuter rail. Graphic of forecast population growth in Dublin region showing projected population increase from 1.2 million in 2016 to 1.5 million in 2040, a 25% increase. 1.2. Why does Dublin need a core bus corridor network? Page 4. People want to cycle. The core bus corridor project is not just about the provision of bus lanes. Under this project, we will also deliver 200 kilometers of segregated cycling infrastructure to make cycling safer and more attractive than ever before. This initiative is the foundation of the overall cycle network for the Greater Dublin area. Commuting to work by bicycle has increased by 43% since 2011. Again, this growth represents a clear choice that people are making to cycle. This project will support the trend and is a vital component of creating a sustainable transport system for people across Dublin. Safe cycling facilities across 16 key bus corridors will provide people, families and their children a suitable environment to cycle where they want and when they want. People want to use public transport. The need to build a core bus network is being driven by increases in congestion and also by the significant shift of people choosing to use public transport. People want to use it and should have a reliable and efficient bus system to travel on. Based on 2017 Canal Cordon figures, over 70% of people travelling into the city each morning do so by sustainable transport modes and mostly by bus. Cars only account for 30% of travel into the city centre each day, and therefore the amount of road space allocated to sustainable transport needs to reflect that position. Graphic of Dublin Canal Cordon 2017 statistics 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Bullet 211,416 people crossed the canal inbound between 7 and 10 a.m. Bullet over half of all morning journeys into the city are on public transport. Bullet 107,160 people came into the city centre by bus, train or Luas. Bullet 12,447 people cycled in, the highest number ever. Bullet 25,000 people walked. Mode share for walking is 11.8%. Bullet 70% used sustainable modes. Bullet private cars carried under 30% of people for the first time. Bullet the more people use sustainable modes of transport, the less congestion. Bullet public transport also reduces the amount of greenhouse gases and other emissions. 1.3. What is Boost Connects Dublin? Page 5. Boost Connects Dublin is a major investment program to improve public transport in Dublin. It aims to overhaul the current bus system in the Dublin through a 10-year program of integrated actions to deliver a more efficient, reliable and better bus system for more people. Bullet building a network of new bus corridors to make journeys faster and more reliable. Bullet new network of cycle lanes tracks. Bullet redesign of the Dublin area bus network to provide a more efficient network with high frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. Bullet develop a state-of-the-art ticketing system. Bullet implementation of a cashless payment system. Bullet simpler fare structure. Bullet new bus livery providing a common style across different operators. Bullet new bus stops and shelters with better signage and information. Bullet provision of bus-based park and ride sites in key locations. Bullet transitioning to a new bus fleet with low-emission vehicle technologies. Bullet 1.4. What are the benefits of this project? Page 6. Journey time savings. The core bus corridor project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on each corridor. Dedicated bus lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability. Improved journey times and reducing the amount of time people spend commuting will make bus travel more attractive and reduce our reliance on car travel. The more convenient the bus system is, the faster the modal shift will be for people from the car to the bus. Not only will current bus users and cyclists benefit, but future commuters will be able to avail of a better system as the improved bus and cycle lanes are built. Accessibility for all. Accessibility is about people's ability to reach the destinations and services they want to get to. This means both people's level of mobility and the costs of traveling. There are many tens of thousands of people across Dublin who cannot drive a car, do not have a car, and are completely reliant on the bus service. The bus lane improvements will enhance accessibility for the elderly and mobility impaired, because all buses are accessible, and bus stops, bus shelters and footpaths will support easy boarding and disembarking of the buses. Better cycling facilities. This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region. Across the 16 radial bus corridors, there will be over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided. These new or improved cycle lanes will be segregated from bus lanes and general traffic where feasible. Graphic of journey time savings. Boost connects journey times save up to 40-50% on current journey times. Future journey times without Boost connects would be greater. 1.4. What are the benefits of this project? Page 7. Pedestrians and local urban centres. In addition to bus lanes and cycling facilities, this project is an opportunity to enhance and improve local areas. This project is focused on making things better for commuters and communities around the bus corridors. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban centres with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. Building a sustainable city and addressing climate change by providing a better bus system for Dublin, we can make it a more attractive place to live, work and visit. A good public transport system is vital to support the economic activity of any city and can also address the need to improve air quality and reduce CO2 emissions. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for the government, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. 1.5. What does the Core Bus Corridor Project entail? Page 8. The Core Bus Corridor Project proposes the provision of 230 kilometres of bus lanes on 16 of the busiest bus corridors and 200 kilometres of cycle lanes and tracks, as published in the discussion document, Core Bus Corridor Project Report, June 2018. The layout below shows the arrangement that we are seeking to achieve on each corridor. However, this optimal layout is difficult to achieve in practice, and we have proposed alternative solutions in various places to deliver the required bus and cycling lanes. Bus lanes are needed to make the current and future bus system operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. Our intention is to develop these bus corridors so that each will have continuous bus priority, in other words, a continuous bus lane in each direction, as well as maintaining two general traffic lanes. In addition, we also want to provide safe cycling facilities, segregated where possible from other vehicular traffic. This will remove the delays currently experienced, which will grow worse as congestion increases. Graphic of optimum road layout showing a footpath, cycle track, bus lane and traffic lane in both directions. Radial core bus corridors emerging preferred routes. Page 9. Graphic of radial core bus corridors and emerging routes. These include 1. Clonriffin to city centre, 2. Swords to city centre, 3. Ballymune to city centre, 4. Finglas to Pichibicus, 5. Blanketstone to city centre, 6. Lucan to city centre, 7. Liffey Valley to city centre, 8. Clondalkin to Drimnagh, 9. Greenhills to city centre, 10. Tallaght to Drenure, 11. Kimmage to city centre, 12. North Farnham to city centre, 13. Bray to city centre, 14. Uked Ballsbridge to city centre, 15. Blackrock to Merion, 16. Ringsend to city centre. Emerging preferred route section 2. Page 10. 2.1. The emerging preferred route for Ringsend to city centre. The emerging preferred route set out in this consultation document was identified following an assessment of various alternatives. The route selection process involved identification and consideration of possible options, taking account of criteria including local impacts on property frontage, existing traffic patterns and broad assessment of environmental impacts. A feasibility report setting out details of the assessment work undertaken is available on www.boostconnects.ie. Arising from that work, an emerging preferred route has been identified for this corridor and public feedback on that proposal is now sought. It is important to know that this option is not adopted yet. Only following this consultation and review of the submissions received will a decision on the final preferred route be made. 2.2 Ringsend to City Centre Overview. The Ringsend to City Centre Core Bus Corridor CBC commences at Talbot Memorial Bridge. The scheme encompasses bus lane and cycle infrastructure on both North and South Quays, linking the city centre with the Docklands and onto Ringsend and Irishtown. The scheme will involve works on existing streets and new road links. 2.2.1 Talbot Memorial Bridge to Tom Clark Bridge, North and South Quays. 2.2.1.1 Custom House Quay, North Wall Quay on north side of the Rivalife between Talbot Memorial Bridge and Samuel Beckett Bridge. It is intended to provide a continuous bus lane on Custom House Quay and North Wall Quay where there is sufficient space available to provide this cross-section. Due to lateral constraints presented at the Scherzer rolling lift bridges at George's Dock, bus priority cannot be provided at this particular section, while two-way general traffic will be maintained on the North Quays. On North Wall Quay between Samuel Beckett Bridge and Tom Clark Bridge, it is proposed to provide a continuous bus lane and general traffic lane in each direction. This cross-section is wider than the current arrangement and would be facilitated by removal of some parking spaces along this section of the route. The two-way cycle infrastructure on the North Wall Quay will be maintained. 2.2.1.2 City Quay, Sir John Rogerson's Quay on south side of the Rivalife. A one-way eastbound general traffic will be maintained on City Quay. Two-way general traffic will be maintained on Sir John Rogerson's Quay, but this traffic will be restricted to local access only. Through traffic will be limited to buses only. These local traffic restrictions will be achieved through the following movement bans: Bullet No left turn from Creighton Street to Sir John Rogerson's Quay. Bullet No straight through traffic from Sir John Rogerson's Quay to City Quay. Bullet No left turn from Windmill Lane to Sir John Rogerson's Quay. And bullet bus only lane for westbound buses at the junction of Sir John Rogerson's Quay and Samuel Beckett Bridge. It is intended to relocate the southbound bus lane over the Samuel Beckett Bridge to a centre lane to facilitate right-turning buses from Samuel Beckett Bridge to Sir Rogerson's Quay. This junction will be managed through a new bus priority signal. On Longboat Quay North, it proposed to introduce a bus-only restriction between Cardiff Lane and Forbes Street. Local access to Longboat Quay North will be maintained through Forbes Street, Asgard Road, Bloodstony Road, Benson Street and Britton Quay. It is intended to provide a two-way segregated cycleway along this section of the road. At the eastern end at Britton Quay, it is proposed to tie with the proposed other public transportation opening bridge currently being progressed by Dublin City Council. This proposed bridge will facilitate buses, taxis, pedestrians and cyclists to cross the Dodder River to the south of the St. Patrick's Rowing Clubhouse. To accommodate this new structure, it is proposed to provide right-turning facilities on the south side of the Tom Clark Bridge for southbound buses and taxis. No general traffic will be permitted to use this bridge crossing. Under the North Lots and Grand Canal Dock SDZ planning scheme, it is proposed to provide a new cycle pedestrian bridge to the west of the Tom Clark Bridge. It is proposed to modify the existing cycle infrastructure to ensure continuous two-way segregated cycleway will be provided on both sides of the Liffey. Cycle facilities over Samuel Beckett Bridge will be maintained. 2.2.2 Tom Clark Bridge to Shawnmore Road. York Road between Tom Clark Bridge and Shawnmore Road, it is proposed to provide a segregated two-way cycle route along York Road. It is intended to join this cycle route to the existing cycle facilities in Ringsend Park. These facilities will be widened to allow for two-way cycle lanes and will link to the East Coast Trail at the Shawnmore Road junction. The proposed layout of this core bus corridor, inclusive of indicative extents of any line take, is shown on the maps included in the appendix of this brochure. 2.3 Key Facts, page 11. Bullet approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 2 bullet approximate number of on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 55 bullet approximate number of roadside trees that may be removed, 40 bullet approximate route length, 5 km bullet approximate new cycle lane length, 6.5 km bullet current bus journey time, up to 35 minutes bullet boost connects journey time, 15-18 minutes bullet future bus journey time without boost connects, 45 minutes plus challenges and mitigations. Section 3, page 12, 3.1. The challenges. It's important to acknowledge that the choices required to deliver this step change in the performance of the bus system will be difficult. However, the decision-making needs to be done now and not postponed until the problem is far greater. Some of the decisions may be hard, but they are being made because we believe that these plans have the potential to fundamentally transform the way public transport works in Dublin. Our challenge now is to respond to the needs of a modern city by providing a fit-for-purpose bus system, built on a streetscape that dates back centuries. Needless to say, the streets were not designed to move the number of people that now need to travel in and out of the city each day. Some of the city's inner suburbs date back to Victorian times, with road layouts suited to more modest levels of traffic than we see today. Bullet, we will need to widen roads. Bullet, we will have to convert current traffic lanes to bus lanes. Bullet, we will need to restrict on-street parking. Bullet, we will need to remove trees or parts of front gardens. Not all the impacts will be felt equally, and some locations will require more changes than others. Over the years, those modifications that were easier to implement, the ones that caused little or no disruption, have been made. This means that there are no longer any simple changes which we can make that would generate meaningful benefits. If we don't decide to make these changes now, then we need to accept that Dublin will become increasingly congested and a less attractive place to live and work, both for us now and for future generations. 3.2 Potential impacts. 3.2.1 Traffic changes. By creating more priority for buses and cycling, there will be changes to how traffic currently moves around the streets. On some corridors, certain roads may become one-way, new bus-only sections will be introduced, and in some places general traffic will have to take new routes in and out of the city. Additional cycle routes will be built, generally segregated from vehicular traffic, and pedestrian crossings will be added and moved in some areas. 3.2.2 Land take. Because there is so little unused space along these busy roads, it will often not be possible to accommodate the bus lanes and cycle lanes in the width available. In order to achieve the required space, it will be necessary, in places, to acquire parts of front gardens, driveways and land in front of commercial properties to allow the bus and cycle lanes to be provided. This would require rebuilding new garden walls and driveways a short distance back from the existing road boundary. 3.2.3 Reduction of on-street parking and loading facilities. Because the roads that need widening travel through residential and business areas, there will be a need to reduce the amount of on-street parking and loading facilities to accommodate the new layout. 3.2.4 Removal of trees. Page 13. As with the need to remove some parts of front gardens and footpaths, there will also be a need to remove trees along some of the corridors. 3.2.5 Roadworks and construction sites. Widening roads and building bus and cycle lanes requires construction work. There will be excavation of the existing roads, plus parts of gardens and footpaths where needed. There will be resurfacing, curbing, replanting and landscaping. As with any work site and roadworks, there will be a certain level of noise, dust and temporary traffic diversions. 3.3 How we will address those challenges. Obviously, these challenges and impacts are significant. Every feasible option is being looked at to minimize the disruption to people, their property and the wider local community. Where there is simply no viable alternative, and where we know we have to remove trees, portions of gardens, driveways or parking, we will ensure appropriate mitigation measures are put in place, wherever practicable. As part of this public consultation, potentially impacted property owners will be contacted directly by them, and a direct dialogue will commence. As each individual property owner will have specific and personal issues, there will be a dedicated liaison team to engage with this group on an individual basis. There are principles for mitigation, statutory compensation and reparation which will be adhered to by VINTA as part of the statutory planning process. However, below are some of the measures that we envisage will be included. This list is not exhaustive and we anticipate that there will be other measures that will need to be put in place. 3.3.1 Traffic changes where general traffic is diverted and rerouted, adequate signage and road markings will be provided for people to find their way. Measures will be implemented to ensure that ratrons do not emerge as a consequence of the rerouted traffic. Also, local access will be maintained when new bus-only sections or one-way systems are brought in for residents and commercial properties. 3.3.2 Land take where lands, such as parts of gardens and driveways, are being acquired for widening. We will purchase the portion of front gardens and driveways from property owners, ensure new landscaping and replanting of the gardens, reinstatement of driveways as well as providing compensation for the garden and driveway portion loss and disruption. Where private and public walls or fencing are removed, we will rebuild new garden walls and replace fencing where gardens have been affected and shortened. Also, where public or commercial walls and fencing have been taken, they will be rebuilt and replaced. 3.3.3 On street parking and loading facilities, page 14. Where there is a loss of on street parking and loading facilities, we will seek to provide, where feasible, alternative arrangements close by for residents and businesses. 3.3.4 Trees where trees are removed from roadsides and footpaths, we will put in place a comprehensive replanting program. This program will use mature or semi-mature ready grown trees where appropriate and, where it is feasible, plant them as close as possible to the original locations. 3.3.5 Urban centre improvements. We will look for areas along the busy corridors where it is possible to improve the existing local spaces and the existing landscaping. It is important to use this opportunity to not only replace what is removed but to enhance the local areas. To do so, we will consult with the local authorities on such urban centre improvements and collectively seek to create attractive local environments. 3.3.6 Roadworks and construction sites. During the construction stages, the construction sites will be localised and managed on a road-by-road basis. The size of each work site and the hours of working will have to take into consideration the residential nature of many of the roads. Traffic management will be very important to keep the traffic moving and ensuring local access for people and deliveries is always maintained. The process for the acquisition of land, section 4, page 16, where the potential for impacts on private lands have been identified, the following process applies: Q4 2018, Q2 2019. We will issue information letters, not formal compulsory purchase order quo notifications, to potentially impacted landowners and/or occupiers along each core bus corridor. Potentially impacted includes, for example, the acquisition of parts of front gardens, walls, fences, gates, driveways, and the rebuilding of same to make way for street widening. The intention of this is to start a direct dialogue between TA and the potentially impacted parties. During 2019, to prepare the statutory planning documentation, the project design and environmental impact assessment will be progressed. During this time, TA will endeavor to minimize impacts on private lands. Direct dialogue between TA and potentially impacted parties will continue to understand the likely impact of the proposed development and what arrangements can be made to minimize and where possible avoid those impacts. End of 2019, start of 2020, TA will finalize the statutory planning documentation and will serve formal notice on the actual impacted owners of land proposed to be compulsorily purchased for the project. It will make a formal application to and board Plianala for confirmation to compulsorily purchase necessary lands for purposes of constructing upgraded bus lanes and bike lanes. During 2020, and board Plianala will consider the planning application. There will be a period of statutory public consultation to allow those notified as being subject to quo and the public at large to make submissions and or objections to and board Plianala. This will be followed by an oral hearing by and board Plianala if deemed necessary. The statutory process will conclude with a decision by and board Plianala on whether to 1. Approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application. and to confirm, amend, or reject the CBO. From 2021 onwards, if and board Plianala grants approval, NTA will commence valuations and negotiations to acquire the lands in the CBO, and progress construction of the project. The construction of each core bus corridor will take up to 2 years to complete. The construction start dates for each of the 16 corridors will be managed over the period 2021 through 2027. 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved. Page 18 Graphic of timelines between engagement during 2018 and 2019, as well as statutory process in 2020. In 2018 there was confirmation of emerging preferred route, bullet consultation on emerging preferred route Q4 2018-Q2 2019, bullet finalization of emerging preferred route Q2 2019. In 2019 there will be preparation of statutory application, bullet optimize engineering design, bullet prepare environmental impact assessment report, bullet define property requirements and prepare CBO. In 2020 statutory process will be bullet submission of statutory planning application to and board Plianala, bullet statutory consultation in accordance with the legislative requirements, bullet and board Plianala deliberators including an oral hearing where required, bullet and board Plianala to approve the application, approve with conditions, or refuse the application and confirm, amend or reject the CBO. Bullet 4.1 How the project will progress, how and when to get involved continued. Page 19 In 2021 to 2027 acquisition overview, construction commences on a phased basis. Each corridor upgrade will take up to 2 years to complete. Start of property acquisition and construction. Bullet NTA formally requests a compensator's claim from the CBO affected parties and discussions commence about valuation. Bullet affected party appoints profession value to prepare and submit a compensation claim to NTA. Bullet on reaching agreement, compensation is paid. Otherwise the matter may be referred by either party to the property arbitrator to assess compensation. Bullet acquisition is finalized. Bullet in parallel NTA will progress the construction of the core bus corridors. Bullet how to take part in the public consultation section 5 page 20. Please remember that the plans that we are publishing are proposals and that no final decision has been made on these matters in advance of the public consultation. We welcome all of your views. Where you do not like a proposal, please consider suggesting an alternative solution or other option for consideration. But do bear in mind that bus transport is, and will continue to be, the main form of public transport for most areas of the Dublin region, and an alternative of providing an underground rail system is simply not a viable option for most parts of Dublin. 5.1 Potential impacted lands. If your property is potentially impacted by the proposals, a letter will have been hand-delivered to the property and details of how to engage with them are detailed in that letter. A dedicated property liaison representative will be available to meet with individual property owners and provide regular updates on the project. 5.2 General queries. The project website www.busconnects.ie has a dedicated section for the core bus corridor project. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key studies that have been carried out. General queries can be directed to a dedicated free phone 1800 303 653, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie. 5.3 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the proposals set out in this public consultation document. Written submissions and observations may be made by online, through the online form in the public consultation section of the core bus corridor page on our website, www.busconnects.ie, or by email to cbcboostconnects.ie, or by post to Core Bus Corridor Project, National Transport Authority, Dunsany Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2D02WT20, Appendices, Index and Route Maps, Section 6, Page 22, Ringsend to City Centre, Page 23, Note 1. The emerging preferred route shown on the following drawings is indicative only and is subject to change following consultation and as part of the design development process. Note 2. The following are descriptions of maps by Ordnance Survey, Ireland, Government of Ireland. All rights reserved. License number 00082118, National Transport Authority. Index map of Ringsend to city centre, including nodes from Docklands, Ringsend and Irish Town. Map 1, emerging preferred route, page 24, between Talbot Memorial Bridge and Sean O'Gacy Bridge. On Custom House Quay, the proposed scheme will tie into the quays at Ifsk House. On City Quay, the proposed scheme will tie into the quays at Moss Street. Junction details are to be developed in conjunction with the Lufay Cycle Route Scheme. At the Price Street South exit are provisions of pedestrian facilities. No straight ahead except buses, taxis and bicycles. RS011 sign at Creighton Street exit. Map 2, emerging preferred route, page 25, on North Wall Quay and Sir John Rogerson's Quay. Akenhain Bus Anna accept buses sign and bus only signal before North Wall Quay Guild Street Junction and from Samuel Beckett Bridge exit to Sir John Rogerson's Quay. No straight ahead except buses, taxis and bicycles. RS011 and no left turn. RS013 signs at Creighton Street exit to Sir John Rogerson's Quay. No left turn. RS013 sign at Windmill Lane exit. Provisions of pedestrian facilities at Creighton Street, Windmill Lane and Lime Street exits. Local access only, Chtenitjuilamhain at Lime Street exit. Map 3, emerging preferred route, page 26, on North Wall Quay by Spencer Dock and Longboat Quay North. Provisions of pedestrian facilities at Park Lane, Asgard Road and Bloodstony Road exits. Map 4, emerging preferred route, page 27, on North Wall Quay by Central Bank and Sir John Rogerson's Quay. Provisions of pedestrian facilities at Benson Street and Castle Forbes Road exits. Local access only and future road plan is part of Dublin Docklands planning scheme at Britton Quay. No straight ahead except buses, taxis and bicycles. RS011 sign after Britton Quay at the proposed Dodder Bridge. No right turn signs at exit to Britton Quay. Map 5, emerging preferred route, page 28, on North Wall Quay by 3 Arena and Sir John Rogerson's Quay. Junction details to be developed in conjunction with the Point Roundabout Improvement Scheme at end of North Wall Quay. Location of future pedestrian and cycle bridge indicated beside Tom Clark Bridge. Proposed new St. Patrick's Rowing Clubhouse and ECC control building at Trevallifay at end of the proposed Dodder Bridge. Vehicle access to be permitted to relocated boat clubhouse. No right turn except buses, taxis and bicycles. RS012 sign at end of Tom Clark Bridge. No left turn. RS013 sign at end of proposed Dodder Bridge. Indication of proposed new boundary from end of Tom Clark Bridge through to end of proposed Dodder Bridge. Map 6, emerging preferred route, page 29, towards East Link Toll Plaza. Indication of proposed new boundary from end of Tom Clark Bridge through to end of proposed Dodder Bridge and York Road, through the grass area. No straight ahead except buses, taxis and bicycles. RS011 signs on the green area after Thorncastle Street. Map 7, emerging preferred route, page 30, through the East Link Toll Booth. The route continues on Pigeon House Road and York Road, parallel to Ringsend Park. Map 8, emerging preferred route, page 31, along Pigeon House Road. Green space reallocated to facilitate two-way cycle track. Before Cambridge Avenue is an indication of a proposed new boundary, a link through Ringsend Park to the East Coast Trail at Sean Morrow Junction, and the existing Hlanway is to be widened. Map 9, emerging preferred route, page 32, by Irish Town Stadium. The link to the East Coast Trail at Sean Morrow Junction continues. The link is a two-way cycleway and pedestrian walkway that passes by the stadium, turns at Strasbourg Terrace towards Pembroke Street and merges at Sean Moore Road. Map 10, emerging preferred route, page 33, towards Sean Moore Road. The link to the East Coast Trail proceeds through Ringsend Park, with the existing Hlanway being widened. The proposed scheme then ties into the existing scheme at Sean Moore Road. Adara's Nyesjuntalampair National Transport Authority Dunsain Harcourt Lane Dublin 2D02WT20 www.boostconnects.ie Project Ireland 2040 Building Ireland's Future.